بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأتم الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم، وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. Today I would like to complete the subject or the topic that we're talking about, the dua, supplication. And we know what's dua is calling. Dua in Arabic means calling. And in the Islamic term means calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer your prayers. Another word for dua is salah. Salah means dua too. The word salah in the essential Arabic dictionary, salah means dua, and was transferred from the dua into the forms and the acts of the prayer that we pray, takbir and prostration and bow and sami Allah and Muhammad, that are called salah. So dua is supplication. And what made us start with talking about the dua is the hadith that's narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. That Allah Azza wa Jal is good, and He does not accept only good. Allah Azza wa Jal is good, and He only accepts good. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained the believers of what He had ordained, the prophets. فَقَالَ عَزَّ مِنْ قَائِلٍ يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُّ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَالُ صَالِحَةً. O prophets, O messengers, that's in Surah An-Nur. O prophets, O messengers, eat from the good. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Eat from the good. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And practice the good. Eat from the good. Yeah, make your provision assistance good. And do good. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in that hadith where he says, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَمَلْبَسَهُ يَا رَبْ يَا رَبْ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّى يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after narrating and mentioning that Allah Azza wa Jal is good and He only accepts good, and He mentioned the verse where Allah says, O prophets, eat from the good and do the good, He says, mentioning and describing a man in the middle of the desert, a traveler in the middle of a journey, puts his hands up for a need, asking Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rab, O my Lord, O my Lord. He's in need. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that man. وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. His food is in haram. It's either eating food that's haram, or he gets that food from haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. And he drinks from the haram. It's either he's drinking haram, for example drinking wine, or he boils his water from haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ. And his clothing from haram. It's either he's wearing haram clothing, like the leather that's you're not allowed to wear, or the skin of a dead animal, or he buys his clothing from haram money. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. His whole life is in haram. He grew up in the haram. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَنَّى يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How could Allah Azza wa Jal accept his dua? In which way would Allah Azza wa Jal accept his dua? How would Allah Azza wa Jal accept him? You work for me. You come late. You don't do the job properly. And you disgrace me. And I told you I got right, you got left. And at the end of the week you told me, where's my pay? How does that work? Same thing Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is describing, a man that his whole life is in haram. He eats from haram, drinks from haram. Everything he does is haram. If his food and his drinking and his clothes is from haram, then his practices eventually is haram too. So his whole life is haram, he doesn't do anything good. And then he expects Allah Azza wa Jal to accept his dua. That's a point I would like to make clear. It doesn't mean Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept his dua. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful, so forgiven, he will also accept his dua. It doesn't mean he will not accept his dua. He will accept his dua. But if Allah did not accept your dua, then you know where's your answer. It's because you are doing haram and you are far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. It doesn't mean Allah will not accept your dua. Yeah, he will accept your dua. Okay? He will not reject her, he will also accept it. But if he did not accept your dua, then you know where your answer. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. O Prophet, eat from the good. طَيِّبَات means eat from the good. وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do the good practices and acts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do. Allah Azza wa Jal is watching what you do. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, stands up and tells him, Ya Rasulallah, id'u li la'an akuna mustajab al-da'wa. O Prophet Allah, make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts my dua. Make dua for me that Allah azza wa jal makes me from those ones that Allah accepts their dua and does not reject their dua. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him in a very beautiful form, أَطَمْ مَطْعَمَكْ تَكُنْ مُسْتَجَابَ الدَّعْوَى. Eat the halal food. Eat that, drink the halal. Clothe yourself with halal. Do the halal. Allah Azza wa Jalla make you from those ones that Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept their dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you to be from those ones that Allah will accept their dua. أطب مطعمك تكن مستجاب الدعوة. If you want to be from those ones that every time they just put their hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, and Allah Azza wa Jal will accept their dua, then make sure you do halal, and you eat from the halal, you drink from the halal, you clothe yourself from the halal. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and whoever grew on the haram, فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. What does one know? فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. That the fire of hell is for him. The fire of hell is for him. So that's why, shabab, you want to be from those ones that Allah accept your dua? First of all, know where you get your halal money. Know where you eat. Your acts. And that's why there's a beautiful saying by Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, he's one of those great scholars. From the great scholars in the past centuries. He went once through the market, through the souq. And then the people gathered around Ibrahim al-Adham. I told him, Ya Ibrahim, ما لنا ندعو الله فلا يستجاب لنا. Why we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jal does not accept our dua? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept our dua? Why is it every time we put our hands up and ask Allah azza wa jal to accept our dua is rejected? Why? So Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, answers them in beautiful answers. He tells them for 10 things. Allah Azza wa Jal is not accepting your dua because of 10 things. Number one, عرفتم الله فلم تؤدوا حقه. You knew Allah Azza wa Jal, but